Hi, this is Gary Angel with the Measurement Minute. Today I'm joined by Jim Stern. We're going to do something I've never done before in the Measurement Minute, a short interview. Jim and I were talking last night, and Jim is one of the people who really founded digital analytics as a discipline. He's one of probably seven people in the world who've been at it longer than I have. We've known each other a long time, and I think he's been more responsible in some ways for creating the discipline than probably anybody else. When Jim and I were talking, one of the things he mentioned to me is a new kind of work that he's been doing that I thought might be worth thinking about. Jim, I'd love to hear a little bit about the kind of facilitation you've been helping companies with, how you got into that, and sort of what's involved.
Thank you. And first of all, thank you for having me as a guest, first guest on your show. Right. I'm honored. What I have been doing for my whole career is explaining things to people. What is a personal computer back in the 70s? And I sold business computers to companies that had never owned one before. So fast forward, I am now providing workshops for companies, introducing the marketing department to the concept of machine learning, and introducing that marketing department to their own data scientists who are somewhere in the organization working on supply chain management, shop floor control, probably chemistry if they're in pharma. There is a machine learning group somewhere, but they're not doing marketing yet. So my job is to come in and facilitate a get to know each other, bring the marketing department up to speed on the language so that they can have a meaningful conversation with data scientists and introduce data scientists to the kind of data that marketing people have available to them.
And how have you been finding that? What's the hardest part of it? Is it getting the data science people interested in marketing? Is it getting the marketing people over their fear of data science and machine learning? Is it just bringing the two together so they actually start talking?
It's bringing them two together. So marketing people are always interested in the shiny new object.
No doubt.
Something interesting. Data scientists are always interested in a new data set. The issue is, what do we have time for? And we're so busy cranking around on the operational stuff that we have very little bandwidth for looking over the horizon. But as in 1995, when I was running around saying, hey, you should have a website, let me explain to you what the internet is, we're in a situation where they've seen it on the cover of Time magazine. It's every senior manager is coming in saying,
everybody's heard of it. They just don't really know anything about it.
And don't know how to talk about it. And the big deal, the golden ring is, I don't know where to use this tool. When do I use a spreadsheet? When do I use predictive analytics and just statistical analysis? And what's a good use case for machine learning? And that's a conversation that every marketing department needs to have before they even guess at a number that they should spend on investing in actually bringing tools or people in.
Let me ask about that conversation, because I do think that's probably the most important thing for people to figure out, really, whether they're analysts or marketers, right? I mean, as analysts, we're faced often with the same problem of trying to figure out what problem to tackle. And I think that analysts probably struggle with that even more than the business people, because they often don't even know the problem set to begin with. Mm-hmm. When you have that conversation, how do you get people thinking about appropriate use cases, and how do you steer that down the road of what's appropriate to machine learning versus other things? But I'm curious even about that, getting that initial conversation started of culling use cases, and then the second part, deciding which ones are appropriate. How does that work out?
The same question from two completely different angles. The practical tactical angle is, do you have a whole lot of data? Because that's absolutely necessary for machine learning. And is it clean? So that stops everybody in their tracks, because yes, we have an infinite amount of data and it's terrible. So let's talk about what we might use this tool for that will provide the biggest payoff in the shortest amount of time, knowing that it's going to start with a data cleansing regimen.
I hate that you say that, because at Digital Mortar, we do a lot of machine learning, and about 90% of it is not focused on in-user applications, focused on data cleaning, which frankly drives me nuts.
Which, you're an analyst. You've been doing this all your life. That is what we spend a lot of time doing, the hamster stuff,
yeah,
so that we can do the tortoise stuff, so that eventually we can be the peacock, as we saw in the presentation yesterday. The other side of the coin is, what is important to the business? What is the business problem you most would like to solve, that you can get the budget for, you can get executive support for, that you can get frontline people willing to spend time on it? So one is strategic and the other is tactical. If you have, the low-hanging fruit is lots of data, high transaction, low risk. So put the right message in front of the right person at the right time, lots of transactions, very low risk. And the results are pretty easy to determine that, hey, this is working, or, we need to tweak the model. So
I want to call back one thing you just said in the first part of that, which is the importance when you think about a problem, not just of whether the problem is important and whether it can be solved, but whether people are willing to work on it and execute it, right? And I think that's something I see a lot of times as data scientists, and even the business people steering them often look for what are legitimately interesting and important problems that they have the data for, but they forget about whether anyone's willing to operationalize the solution. So.
And that's a three-level thing. If all you have is management by InFlight Magazine, the CEO says, I want artificial intelligence, it's going to go nowhere. If somebody deep in the bowels of the organization is playing with the stuff, that's great, but there's no support from on high. And then the last one to fall is middle management, because they don't understand it. They're not compensated for understanding it. They're worried that if they bring it in, they will lose headcount, and that's how they judge their value. So it's classic change management.
And middle management is like the sergeants in the Army. You get nothing done without their support.
That's right.
Yeah. Talk to me a little bit about how the facilitation and the process works. I mean, how do you put these things together?
I have a template that I've used for the last 20 years of the day starts with the highest level executive we can get to come in for 10 minutes to tell everybody that it's important, and then they leave. And then I do here is machine learning 101 for marketing people. It's not data science. It is just how to talk about it, what it looks like. And then we bring in their data science team to say, well, actually, we are working on it in this company, and here's some of the projects we're working on. And then somebody raises their hand to say, yes, we have played with it in marketing, and here are the results we're getting and the lessons learned. And then break up into discussion groups to say, well, okay, where do we have a lot of data? What is our biggest problem we want to solve? Where could we start a pilot project with this stuff? Reconvene and start to put together, you don't end up with a roadmap, but you end up with some ideas of how to create a roadmap. It's kind of pre-strategy.
The first step in a long process.
Exactly.
Tell me, I guess, last question. You facilitate these.
Mm-hmm.
Facilitation's a surprisingly hard and dicey business. What in your view makes a great facilitator? What do you try to do to be a great facilitator?
Read body language. Are people leaning forward or are they crossing their arms? Whom do they look to in the room when a difficult question is asked? And just constantly taking the temperature of everybody and of the individuals, and then find that one guy in the corner who hasn't said anything and ask what he thinks, because, boy, he knows stuff. He just doesn't like to talk.
You said something the other day about this that I thought was striking and maybe exposes something that is a little bit different from that. I've seen a lot of great facilitators, but who sometimes struggled in the sense that they could read the room and they could read the body language and they could figure out the tenor of the conversation, but they often didn't have very much understanding of the conversation. And sometimes they weren't all that interested in it. and I think that you have an unending curiosity about the nature of these problems. And I think that's kind of infectious. Part of what makes you really good at this stuff is you're genuinely interested in it.
I'm fascinated. I'm overwhelmingly curious. I want to know more. I believe that there is value in this technology, but it's so hard to turn the crank just right to get the value out. How do we make that happen? And I have been in computers long enough to have seen enough of the problems to be able to say, this is all well and good, but what about this little pain point over here? And suddenly, there's a whole other conversation.
The same kind of pain points keep cropping up, and they're often the things that are peripheral in a company, any technology, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's why they keep cropping up. The technologies change, the problems that come along with them often don't.
Yeah, humans. Yes. What are you going to do?
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. Any last words for the minute?
Thank you so much. And please carry on. I love the podcast, and I'm really fascinated by the work that you're doing now.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.